Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and we are back today. Bad Bob and me, Carl Bott. Good morning, and welcome to the 30th of March, 2016. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning. I was just contemplating the camel's evil laugh sounds somehow vaguely familiar. I'm trying to place where I may have heard something like that previously.
Yeah, I know. Where is that? Yeah. Well, you hear it every Wednesday here. So
now I'm talking about just as a daily, every time I come to work. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Is that it? Oh, I just got that. Okay. I just got it. All right. You know, hey. Just for that, you know, you know what? You're brave when Linda's not here because she protects me. And Linda, by the way, is finishing. She's going. You know, for everybody that asks, you know, when's Linda going to release her next CD? She is going back in today, and should be finishing all the rest of the vocals. Will be finished today, so then they're going to start mixing. So we should probably have it out by summer. So there.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't just walk into a studio and record it and release it. There's you do vocal tracks, you instrument tracks, you do sweetening. It's an elaborate process.
You know what? I did not realize how elaborate.
Got your eyes open, did you?
Yeah, I walked into that one day and I started watching all the things they do. And this is a very, very fine studio over there. It's not like one of the ones out of. Nashville or some of the other great, you know, L.A. and all that. I mean, where they, you know, they have huge recording studios and all different types of things. But, I mean, this one has it all. And this guy, of course, is Bruce, is, of course, an expert, a former bass player and foreigner. And been out there, you've been out there in the big crowds. Anyway, so what's it look like for the rest of the week here?
Well, as we take a look at our forecast from Weather Underground, plentiful sunshine, high of 76 today, low tonight 48. That's going to be the situation. It's going to warm up to the 80-degree mark as we head through the week. And looking farther out, clouds off and on. So, but it'll be pretty much spring-like weather, moving into the low 80s. And the next chance of showers is next Friday night, and that's so far away that it's sort of an iffy prognostication there. Meanwhile, up on Shasta Lake, we are at 1,047, let's call it 1,048 feet elevation. That puts us 19 feet from the top. They're releasing just about as much as they're releasing most of what comes in, and to slowly bring the lake up about half a foot per day. They want to retain some storage space in the event of a meteorological event. But for all intents and purposes, you can call the lake full.
Okay, well, and they're going to keep pumping too. They got to keep pumping that water out because we got stuff more coming in. 19 feet from the top. Okay, hey, weather reports always brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney have a great business there. Hire a lot of veterans and have discounts for seniors and veterans there. Give them a call 365-3793. Okay, Patty Duke passed away at age 69.
Oh my goodness!
You know. Oscar winner, award, 69, Oscar and an Emmy Award winner, she was the youngest actress ever to win an Academy Award. She was 16 years old for, of course, The Miracle Worker. Then went back and won an Emmy for The Miracle Worker when she played the woman that I know. that played the woman that helped bring Helen Keller into society by teaching her how to sign and how to live. You know, I mean, how to sign and write and all these other things. And so she played that part and won an Emmy for that. Isn't that something? But, you know, she had a tough life. She had an alcoholic father that left. Her mother was depression-ridden. She ends up living with her manager and his wife. She was having really problems. Like, she won an award, and she gave this very disjointed, I guess, you know, speech at the end of it. And people were starting to, you know, thought she was heavy on drugs. But it turns out that she's bipolar.
Mm.
So she suffered that battle through her life, too. But she married an Army sergeant 30 years ago when she was 39. And that marriage lasted for 30 years. And then she just passed away, like I said yesterday. I'm not sure what she died from, but, you know, who knows?
Just like one of the youngest actresses to have her very own show, the Patty Duke Show.
Patty Duke Show. And that was the other thing, was one of the first shows where you had twins. She played twins.
Yeah.
And that was a huge success, too. So she was, her life was a tough life, but she was, she got through it. And you like to think Sean Astin, you know, the actor from The Hobbit and all these others, mm-hmm. Rudy, is her son.
Oh, wow.
And she is, and it took the last years of her life, it says, you know, when I was reading this, that she got back with her sons and, you know, they reestablished their relationships.
That's good.
That's good.
Ann Sullivan, by the way, was the miracle worker.
That's right. Now, Apple, God bless them, they're trying to figure out how the FBI busted into their phone. And did you read this story that they busted into the phone and somebody spilled a cup of coffee on it and they can't use it now? Did you see that?
No, I missed
okay,
that
I think
one.
That was just, I think that was just internet trolling going on.
What's interesting, of course, is that every prosecutor in the country is running to the FBI, waving a locked iPhone over their head, saying, "Justice, justice, justice, unlock this phone, make in the name of justice." You know, in other words, in the eyes of these guys, there is no such thing as privacy. And, you know, and I understand the need to see justice served. I understand the need to protect the children. I understand the need to stop the drug dealers.
The terrorists.
Yeah, and the terrorists and all the nasty stuff that goes on. But as Ben Franklin famously said, when you trade security for safety, you end up with neither one.
There you go. And, you know, it's true. When you have the government that gets into everything, which, by the way, if you don't think, frankly, maybe I'm just being cynical about this, but if you don't think that the government's already in to most everything, I find it strange that we would actually believe that they couldn't get into an iPhone anyway.
Yeah.
But now the iPhone is saying, well, how'd you get into it? And the FBI is not telling them.
The government does a significant amount of business with Google, with these other storage networks, and it's essentially when we ask for something, you hand it over or you don't get the contract. You know, it's they'd be crazy not to. But I found myself reluctantly siding with the American Civil Liberties Union on this whole issue.
Well, you know, just because they're American Civil Liberties Union doesn't mean that they're wrong all the time.
Right.
It's
right.
Kind of like, you know, it's like a broken clock. It's right twice a day. hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to be the perfect real estate agent for her clients, whether they're looking for their first little new house or a ranch or larger. All of this she can do. She is passionate about what she does, and she's an expert in what she does. Mary McCurdy is. Check out her website at Mary, and that's M-A-R-I, McCurdy.com. That's with two C's. To see many of her exclusive listings, all of these from Properties by Merit. Great people over there. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back. A lot of things I want to talk about is, yes, it is time to talk about the second federal judge who has just allowed a private organization to get after the Secretary of State's emails. Oh, yeah. 7:15 Wednesday, March 30th. 46 degrees right now, going up to 74 today.
Tailgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
21 counties declared for the state of Jefferson, and still we remain ignored by our occupiers in Sacramento. Little do they realize all they've accomplished is making us stronger. Come find out how. Shasta County Town Hall, Saturday, April 2nd at 4 p.m. The Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Come hear Mark Baird speak on representation, accountability, constitutional principles. What they said could not be done is being done.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
KCNR 1460. Sometimes, Bob, your butt music is so good, I just want to sit here and listen to it, buddy. 7:19 in the morning here on Wednesday, March the 30th. 47 degrees, going up to 74 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give me a call, 365-3793. All right.
Isn't that just the quintessential biking anthem?
Oh, gosh. Hey, I tell you another one. Bob Seger did one about... He said, I'm tired of listening to my own voice, and he got on a motorcycle and he took off. You remember that
one? Yeah.
Rolling away or something like that.
And roll me away.
Roll me away. And I tell you what, another great biker song. And he's taken off because he said, I'm tired of my own voice, and got on his bike and headed out. Until he finally reached the crest of this mountain where you can see eagles flying and all that. It was great.
I can see if I can pull that one up.
Yeah, that one's good too. Now, second federal judge, and that's the first one's done it in another case, but very similar to this one. A second judge, federal judge, has ruled to allow a group seeking the records of Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State to allow sworn testimony from government officials. Why? Because there's evidence of government wrongdoing and bad faith in this. When Hillary Clinton said there was nothing on it, we've erased the servers, blah, 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 and all of it was a lie. There were classified stuff on it. They said there was no, you know, they couldn't get the server. Oh, well, yeah, I guess we did find the emails. The whole thing is a smokescreen of incredible malfeasance in office. And this is the woman who's leading the Democratic Party in the presidential race. I'm not, okay. Well, I mean, don't even get into, what about Trump? What about Trump? Don't even get into that one. Or Cruz. We're talking about Hillary right now. I'm not talking about Bernie. We're talking about somebody who has got federal judges, two of them, two separate federal judges, said there's something wrong here. You can go in to this to a civilian watchdog agency and said, yep, you guys can go in there and get sworn testimony. You have access to these emails. One of them was for time Secretary of State. The other one was specifically for Benghazi. And what happened in Benghazi when she said, oh, I don't know anything about that, and yet sent an email that evening to Chelsea saying it was Al-Qaeda. This is just so dirty. And you know what? And here's the other thing.
This is so Clinton.
It is. But I cannot believe. I mean, if people are treating Bill Clinton like a grandfather, yet this man is yeah. This man. I wouldn't let him sit with my grandkids or my daughter, come to think of it. Of course, my daughter's probably too old for me. She's 41 or 40. I had her when I was 12.
He likes them fresh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, but I've got a 13-year-old granddaughter. Well, I'm not saying he's a pedophile. No, I'm not saying that. Bill Clinton. But he does have an eye for the ladies. And the fact is that he lied under oath where other people were put in jail. Nothing happened to him. He lied under oath. He was impeached. Oh, no, we can't get rid of him just for lying under oath. It's just about sex, you know, about that. And what about the assaults on women? And Hillary Clinton just fighting for him, just protecting him, saying these women were bad and that never happened. And yet now she's saying a woman should be believed when she said she has been assaulted, sexually assaulted. Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't say that when it was Bill doing the sexual assaulting. I mean, you know, and so when women say, oh, I support her because she's a woman. Why? What has she done? Why? Because she's a woman? And she says, it's time for a woman to be president. Why?
Under color of authority.
I mean, why is it time for a woman to be president? How about the woman? How about it's time for the right woman or the right guy, man, to be president?
Yeah.
How about that one? How about that one instead?
Yeah,
how about
we
do that?
This whole the fix is in and that we deserve this because we waited our turn. You know, the bra-burning crowd just is – they want it, and they're going to let anything slide, let it go.
You know, I tell you, the other thing that gets me, too, is she talks about who is out there that has the international, you know, knowledge on how to handle what's happening in the world. Excuse me. You should run from that, Hillary. You should run from that as fast as you can. We're having ISIS. We have ISIS and all the problems in the Middle East because of you. You and President Obama. Why would you even cheer about that? You should say, hey, I'll do better next time. Now, Bill said the other day, there is a horrible legacy of the last 8 years. Well, I tell you what, you don't think there was some fast backing up from the Hillary camp over that one? He's saying it was a horrible legacy for the last 8 years. I mean, he's talking about Obama. They're saying, no, he wasn't talking about Obama. No, he's talking about the Republicans.
That's all Bush's fault.
It still is. It still is. It's still Bush's fault. It's Bush's fault. It's all Bush's fault. It's, you know what, the government blew up. The government blew up the Twin Towers. The government sank the Lusitania, the Titanic. It was not the Japanese that bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
it was all these things. I mean, you know what, I've had enough conspiracy theories, guys. And, you know, and especially ones that can't be backed up. Or you come up with some esoteric physics. Oh, look at this. Physics said, no, physics doesn't say that. You can draw lines in, you know, here's the spot, here's the spot, here's the spot, here's the spot, here's the spot. Oh, this means it's true. Draw a line to it. I've also heard if you put 100 monkeys in a room with computers, they can write, you know, they can write a book equivalent to, like, Romeo and Juliet. I don't believe that either.
I
don't believe that for a second.
Once had a guy tell me in all seriousness that the morning news gal over at the station I used to work at was sending him subliminal messages through the radio and he had to see her. That was a scary one. And those people are wandering around. Well, some of them run for office.
That could be true, though. I mean, we do send a lot of subliminal messages out here, if I knew what that meant. All right, let's go on. The Record Searchlight scores a 100% right editorial.
Oh,
why?
Ring that bell.
Why? Because they parroted what we said a day ago. That's why. Right on, Record Searchlight. Right on. I could have written it for you. And it was about the $15 an hour pay.
Silas's face palming right now.
That's realize. Right. He's going right now. He's going, oh, God. He said what? Silas sends me emails now and then.
He's a great guy.
I like Silas. You know what? I like Carol Ferguson. I like them all over. They're really good people. I like them, and you know, I like to think they like me.
Carol's a well put together lady. She's got it going on between the ears. I'll tell you what.
I tell you what. This lady thinks in a sphere outside where some of us think.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not ashamed to say she's smarter than
I think she's smarter than I think she's. I think you know, the Record Searchlight staff. IQ would drop by half if she left
hope that Gannett doesn't gut the place in favor of a bunch of interns.
You know what? We don't know what's going
to
happen. Anyway, let's go back to the Record Searchlight editorial. What they said is what we said. You know, you cannot lay one idea, you know, on a state this huge and say, this is going to work.
One size fits all.
It doesn't work. $15 an hour. And who's doing this? The unions. And which part of the unions? The people working in these very, you know, these low-paying beginner jobs in the food industry and others. Okay. First of all, because I was talking to somebody yesterday. He says, I have 45 employees. 30 of them are making 10 bucks an hour, which is, you know, the minimum here in California, and $10 or $11 an hour. He says, if I have to do that, that means I raise their pay, you know, to $5. If I raise their pay, or even if it's over the next 6 years, that means it's going to cost me $300,000 a year more to do the work I'm doing right now, just with those employees. Yeah. That doesn't count the other 12 employees who also are going to have to get raises commensurate with these people.
Yeah,
so now instead of
morale blaster,
I've got to come up with another $430,000 or $400,000 to run my business. And guess what? In my business, you can only go up so much. Bruce Dean in the Wall Street Journal said, these are entry-level jobs. You make 2%. These fast food restaurants, they make 2 or 3%. That's how much profit they make. You bring up the cost like this, you are going to cut jobs. Everybody agrees on this, except the stupid Democrats down in Sacramento. Yeah. I'm sorry. The Democrats who are being run, they're not stupid. I didn't mean that. I got carried away.
Miscarried but ideals.
They want to help people, and they're being run and bought by the unions. Okay. So it goes up to $15. Look at Oregon. And this is what we talked about yesterday. Look at Oregon. They're raising their minimum wage, but how are they doing it? They're doing it by location. In this case, they've got three different wages they want to reach. In Portland, guess what? That's going to be $15 an hour. Why? Because Portland can afford it. San Francisco can afford it. Parts of L.A. can afford it. Parts of San Diego, probably. You get outside, you start going inland, though, things change. Now you've got Redding. Now you've got Alturas, City of Shasta Lake, and all these. So what Oregon
accept that up to a point.
So what you've got is Oregon then has, in some of these areas, like they're out there and there's small populations and there's not a lot of business, they do not have to pay their people $15 an hour. I think the most it goes up to is like $12.42. So, I mean, you think about that. It makes sense. One size does not fit all. You're not going to win. You're not going to stop this thing. So what you have to do, and Brian Daly's going to be on at 8 o'clock today, and we're going to talk about this, is, my gosh, one size doesn't fit all. Why don't you make it in these population centers that can support it? You want to make it 15 bucks an hour, that's fine. Then just watch all your fast food restaurants move. and then make it out here and say Redding, it goes up to $13 an hour. Okay, you were getting ready to say something right before
the
break.
Well, I accept the argument wholeheartedly up to a point. You reach a point where there are employers in this town historically through the years who have said, well, we can – this is Reading, so therefore we have to settle for less because that's the price of living in. And that can become a justification for, take it or leave. And unfortunately, a lot of people left.
Yeah, but see, you're still going up, and but you can't pay $15 an hour to places that it just you're going to have businesses just leave or they just go under.
But we have suffered a brain drain as a result of that.
That may be, but you're never going to be able to support, at least not in 6 years, unless there's a drastic change in what happens around here.
Just playing a little devil's advocate here.
No, and I understand that. But and you can say that. But if you change it, they're paying $15 an hour down in San Francisco for a beginning job at a Burger King. Well,
your price of living is
guess what?
Higher.
Guess what? You know, you've lost it as soon as you drive down there. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. 7:32. Miss Ready Rodeo is going to be with us as soon as we get back.
Hello.
Oh yeah, she's here. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Lushack, I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Pink. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th. This is my fight.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi Don, just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Roll me away, won't you roll me away tonight? I'm too in love,
great motorcycle riding song. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 25 minutes until the hour of 8. 47 degrees out there, going up to 74 today. It's going to be beautiful today. The whole week's going to be beautiful. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. It's on Eureka Way and Court Street, and they have a new type of training program. It's an aqua personal training program. Kathleen Callan teaches it. Unique saltwater pool facility. You work out really hard, but you don't get the pressure on your joints. You don't be banging yourself up, running up and down the hills. You know,
I may have to look into that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to probably look into that. You know, increases range of motion and flexibility. But they've got it all down at the club. I mean, they've got dozens and dozens of elliptical machines and treadmills and stair climbers and any type of weightlifting apparatus you can think of, plus free weights, sauna. They got it all.
Yeah, I did 2.5 miles on the treadmill yesterday, and my knee this morning goes, "What the heck were you thinking?"
What were you thinking of? Hey, I tell you what. Not only that, but you get the premier package, and you get two treatments at the Boheme Spa when you're there. Now, the Boheme Spa will give you mani-pedis, facials, and all those things, and that right there pays for will pay for your whole membership. Plus, then you get all the training and everything else. Give them a call, 768-1205, Wellgate Sports Club. We go there. We like it. And now I'm here with royalty sitting across from me. Jaden Byrne, Miss Ready Rodeo 2016. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Aren't you beautiful? Sitting here, another beautiful Reading Rodeo queen. Being a rodeo queen, though, is more than just being pretty.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot more. It's you're constantly promoting the sport of rodeo. Yes, you always want to look pretty, but that's the easy part. It's a ton of fun and out there every day of the rodeo promoting it and interacting with the crowd and just having a lot of fun.
Okay, so how do you become Miss Reading Rodeo?
So there's a contest, and the contest consists of a few parts. There's a horsemanship a portion, a speech, impromptu questions, an interview, and modeling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool. So does the horsemanship play a big part?
It does. It's. I think it's the biggest part of the competition, the biggest part that goes into your score. And being able to ride a horse is very important as a rodeo queen.
I would think so. You know,
one would think.
You would just think that would be a big thing. Because, see, now you're out in the arena, because we go to the rodeo every year. And you're out in the arena, and I mean, you're chasing in calves, chasing in horses and things like this. You're out there, leading people around in the ride around the arena with the flags. I mean, you're out there all the time on your horse.
Yep, you're out there from the moment the rodeo starts. You're on your horse, helping the cowboys get their cattle in the chutes and any way possible. If they need any help, you're their girl.
There you go. All right. Well, okay. That's you know what? We've got the Reading Roundup coming here in just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then Reading Rodeo is when's the rodeo?
The rodeo is the third weekend in May, May 18th through the 21st.
That's right. And the 21st is Champion Challenge.
Yes, it is.
Now, you can get tickets right now.
Yes.
Already. You can get e-tickets. Now, people said last year there's so many people going in because everybody wants to go to the rodeo that they're kind of held up in the line. So Reading Rodeo Association hears this. Says, well, we're going to put e-tickets out there.
They got them for the 21st century.
You can put them on your phones. You can buy them that way. You can buy tickets now online. I think they've got good prices out there.
Yeah.
Even better prices than they have. You can get them online. The ticket office is open sometimes, not all the time, but you go to Reading Rodeo Association.
ReadingRodeo.com.
ReadingRodeo.com. You can get your tickets. They'll put you right over to the ticket buying. Just think of that. You know what? Come walking up with my iPhone. It used to be a can of snuff in my pocket. Now it's an iPhone.
I have a question. For those who despair about the current generation, what's your career? What are you planning on doing? What are you studying?
I am pursuing a degree in communications, and I would love to involve rodeo into my career, whether that's in the Western fashion industry or marketing or something involving rodeo.
I would point out that she has gone several minutes and hasn't used the word like. A single time.
Jayden,
that's going
Jayden,
for her.
Jaden is very poised sitting here.
I'm trained.
You're training. And this is your first time you've been on radio.
This is my
radio.
First time on the radio.
Okay. That could be bad or good. But so far, you're doing great.
Thank you.
You know, you're going to Shasta College.
Yes.
And what high school did you go to?
I went to Shasta High School, and I graduated last year.
Wolves!
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
What?
Wolves.
Oh, Wolves. Okay.
Class 74, baby.
You mean they had high school
back then? About the time her grandpa went.
Yeah, it's probably true. She goes, 74? Were there people alive then?
There was a school there?
Now, you're 18 years old.
I am 18.
Okay. Now, have you been associated with the rodeo here in Reading before?
Yes. I mean, I grew up going to the rodeo. I always looked up to the rodeo queen and said, oh, I want to be her someday. But I did compete in rodeo all 4 years of high school. District 1 High School Rodeo is the local high school rodeo around here. So, yeah, I did that all 4 years.
So what did you compete in?
I compete in barrel racing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Barrel racing. Big money in that. If you go, you ever been to the finals, the NFR?
I
mean,
just to go
watch them.
I haven't, but I'm hoping as Miss Reading Rodeo this year that I will be able to go.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they do it or not, but wouldn't it be great to get all these rodeo princesses and queens in, and just have like a grand march. Mm. And just for the first half hour of the first day, you know, they just come riding in, you know, from, you know, different
all the
PRCA,
different
PRCA rodeos from all over the United States. Wouldn't that be cool? I think it would be.
It'd be very pretty.
Okay, now, people don't realize is that the Reading Rodeo attracts some of the top rodeo cowboys and cowgirls in the nation come here. We have a lot of added money. We have that championship challenge, our champions challenge, and these people show up. These are the elite of the rodeo scene. And, you know, they fly in and out of rodeos, and you know they may be riding in two rodeos a day.
In my time, because I practically grew up down at the rodeo grounds, my parents were heavily involved in the posse and the what was then called the posseettes. So I practically grew up down there, but I have seen the Reading Rodeo go from a fairly small, insignificant event to one of the major stops on the circuit. And it's been the hard work of the what was the Sheriff's Posse and is now the Reading Rodeo Association.
Oh, yeah, they're doing a great job down there. Yep. Hey, what's your favorite part of rodeo?
Oh, boy. My favorite part as a rodeo queen is just interacting with the crowd, especially the little kids. They are truly the joy of the rodeo. But as far as the events go, I'm personally, I love the barrel racing just because I know what it takes to be a barrel racer.
Okay. Now, you also help out in the mutton busting.
Yes.
That's probably one of the best parts of
yeah.
the rodeo, to watch these little kids out there on these sheep.
Definitely. Yeah. It's
funny. I noticed that Miss Rodeo is out there. Miss Reading Rodeo is out there picking them up, holding them, and all that. So you've got your hands full out there.
Oh yeah.
They go leaping across the. If you've never seen mutton busting, it's worth the price of the ticket just to come in and watch that.
Well, they used to have a grease pig scramble, but they changed it over to mutton busting because I think.
Well, I've even seen mutton busting change since I've been watching it. They used to sit up straight like you would be like on a bull ride or a saddle bronc, and now those kids lean over, wrap their hands around their neck, and grab hold, and off they go, and it lowers their center of gravity.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I wonder who came up with that one. Anybody? Some kid just sitting there one day. I'm getting kicked off this sheep all the time.
It is embarrass yourself funny.
It is. Mm-hmm. We like it. Okay. Now, so Miss Jaden Byrne, Miss Reading Rodeo, 2016. The rodeo is the third week in May. We got a stake feed going too.
Yeah, that's the kickoff to the whole entire rodeo. It's the weekend before the rodeo on the 14th. It's a steak feed and dance. It's open to the public, and you can buy your tickets online or at the box office.
There you go. And that's a great time, too, going out there and dancing. Then, of course, the parade on Saturday, the 21st, the rodeo parade. Now, the Asphalt Cowboys put that on, but it's another great event, you know, which another great event for Reading. And you ride in that, too.
Yeah, I ride it. Yep, the whole way through, I'm out there and eating some really good pancakes by the Asphalt Cowboys
on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably one of my favorite things.
This is not the first. This is not the last time you're going to be on, because as we get closer, you're going to come rolling through here again with, you know, some other people. And we'll see you the day of the pancake breakfast because you'll be out there and get on the radio again. And about the Reading Rodeo. It's what a great event it is. You can get your tickets, like we said, right now. Go to readingrodeo.com. Sometimes the box office is open down there, but you can get e-tickets or you can just have regular paper tickets.
Right,
like
right.
That.
Yep.
Jaden Byrne, 18 years old, Miss Reading Rodeo. Lives here, went to Shasta High School, and is going to Shasta College now, and is a communications major. Last thoughts?
I just come on down to the rodeo. It's really the highlight of the year for the community, and I'm so excited to be an ambassador for this, and I hope to see everybody down there.
We do, too. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, yeah. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 7:45 here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Ready Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a moving sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicles.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Send me an angel. Send me an angel.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, Linda is out today recording the final tracks for her album.
In her very angelic voice.
In her very angelic voice. Yeah.
Kind of like all these things.
You are so good with music, man. I tell you what. It's 11 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. 8:05, we should have Brian Daly, Assemblyman Brian Daly Collins. Want to talk about a number of things with Brian. I'm sure he's got some hot things going, too. The Chicks and Chaps. They're having their fifth annual Women's Rodeo Clinic fundraiser for breast cancer, and fundraiser being FUN raiser.
Yeah.
It's going to be Friday, May the 20th, in Reading Rodeo Flats. Time 12:30, check in 1 p.m. Yeah, it costs $75, but they're limiting it to 100 participants, and you get to do things like try your hand at roping, barrel racing, stick horse barrel racing. they used to put them on like a
actual
bull.
Horse. Oh
no, they put them on one of those bull riding barrels, and then they move it around. So I don't know if they're going to do that. But Linda always has a great time when she goes to these things.
Yeah,
and they have raffle prizes, more live and silent auction items, and you have dinner and the Friday night rodeo performance, all in Rodeo Flats. You go over the whole. I mean, it's a big day for everybody. You've got to get your tickets, though, by May 1st. And, again, only 100 participants. They're limited by the number of people that they can put in there. Now,
yeah, that's kind of a compact.
This Saturday and Sunday. But this Saturday is the Healing Waters Fly Fishing Event, the second annual mixer that they're having at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. Starts at 6 p.m. Now, this is the organization that helps the veterans, wounded veterans, and to get into being under the Healing Waters banner, you have to have a service-related disability to be in this. And what they do is their own group encounter kind of, you know. But they learn fly fishing, fly tying, equipment, everything. And the club, Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Club, sponsors this. But this is the way they raise money, is this annual mixer. And I heartily encourage people to head on down to the Veterans Hall this Saturday at 6 p.m. Tickets are $20. But they've got all types of great raffle items, river trips, fishing trips, all types of equipment. There's all types of stuff, whether you are in fly fishing or not. It's going to be great.
I would point out that shortly before you became seduced by the siren call of the wily wild gobbler hereabouts, you were very into fly fishing and had actually managed to avoid hooking yourself finally.
Well, mainly. That was, unfortunately, a lot of times that was all I caught was me. But I've gotten better at that. But this is something that on Sunday, the veterans, and they've got 21 veterans, 21 votes, 21 guides, and 21 sponsors are going to be out in the Sacramento having a fly fishing tournament.
A river indeed does run through it.
That's right. And all the it's all catch and release, and then they're coming back that evening for a dinner and lying about who caught the most fish. I shouldn't say lying. Everybody tells stories about it. But they win prizes and all these things. Anyway, but please, go down Saturday, $20. Have a good time. I'm going to be down there. I think it's going to be a great event.
Yeah.
And I was honored to be asked to MC the event on Sunday too.
I'm the technology freak of the house here, but something about that sheer simplicity of being out there in the water, rushing past, inhaling that really good air, it's you, the rod, and the fish,
It's
down to its simplicity.
And you're going down and you feel it. And when you set the hook, and the fish is jumping around, and you're on light fly tackle, and it could be a small fish. It still fights like it's a 500-pound grouper you've got there.
A big marlin or
something. Oh yeah, and you bring it in, and you hold it up, and then you let it go back in, or let it grow some more. Let the next person catch it if you can. Okay, now one last thing, and we're going to talk about. The Apple's doing some other great things besides trying to figure out how the FBI broke into their Apple phones. The Reading Regional Chapters, the Safari Club International, 22nd Annual Banquet, Saturday, April 30th. You need to get your tickets. And they've got the best selection of guns and hunting trips and equipment than you can possibly imagine. You can't possibly imagine. You've got to go there. They've got hunts for elk, mule deer, wild boar, feral pigs, youth and ladies hunts, duck, goose, pheasant hunts, African game hunts, and photo safaris. If you don't want to shoot, you can go on a photo safari. Everything you can possibly imagine. You've got to give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075. Or come down here to the studios and you can get a flyer to fill out to give to them. But this is going to be Saturday, April 30th. It starts at 5 p.m. A reception and games, dinner, auctions, drawings. It's got it all. So, there. Safari Club International is not just hunting. It leads the world in conserving habitat and wildlife. They put a lot of people out there to try and protect wildlife in Africa. Okay. Now, Hololenses.
HoloLens is the Microsoft product. The Oculus Rift, the Samsung VR gear. These are all technologies that are coming around. Now, we have been teased. We have been tempted. We have been seduced by virtual reality since the 1980s that a fully immersive, artificially computer-generated environment that would be indistinguishable from the real thing. Many have tried. No one has yet succeeded. Now, heads-up displays have been a staple of fighter pilots and other high-intensive situations where you're looking at a scene and information is superimposed on it. Google Glass was the latest attempt that, of course, freaked people out because you walked around looking like Jean-Luc Picard when he was turned into a Borg. But we're getting closer and closer to a holodeck-style virtual reality. And that's what the – remember the scene in Star Wars when the Emperor, the 6-inch high Emperor, was there talking to Darth Vader? That's sort of what HoloLens is going to do.
I'm going to take it back even further. Forbidden Planet with Walter Pigeon and Lloyd Nielsen before he became, you know
– Leslie Nielsen.
Before he became the comedian. And they had a holograms in that too.
Yes.
In that, you know,
we have been teased with that. Now, up until just the last couple of years, we haven't had portable computing power and display power and displays that were light enough to glomp onto somebody's head without busting their neck.
Well, we had heads-up displays in military aircraft.
But you had an airplane to carry it around. The idea of something you could stick on your gourd.
Oh, yeah, you had to plug in. Yeah. But that's what we're talking about is a heads-up display. Where you can see stuff, but still see through it.
Yeah. Well, now modern smartphones pack the computing power and graphics power into a fairly lightweight package. In fact, the simplest VR display called Google Cardboard is just that. It's a cardboard thing that holds a smartphone a few inches away from your eyes. And the Oculus Rift is a fancier version of that. But that's two different things. There's virtual reality, which is a complete immersion into a computer-generated scene. And then there is augmented reality, and the military really loves this one, mm-hmm. because you are surveying a scene, and as the computer system is picking out items of interest, it is telling you what they are.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree 100%. So imagine what this could do with a heads-up display that is looking at the terrain and is looking through terrain. Like, say, part of it is a heat sensing probe that you can put out there, or a sensor that you can look at, and so you can see things through camouflage or through jungles or anything like that. Now, somebody said, what would happen if the Oculus Rift would be connected to a sandbox game like the Second Life, and which I have no idea even what that is?
Second Life is a virtual reality world through the computer that up until now has just been you're sitting there in front of a screen. You've been in actual combat, but you've also been in laser tag games where your adrenaline is still spiking, even though you know.
No.
You can't get hurt. Your adrenaline is going through the roof.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in first-person shooter games. Same thing. Even though you are in you're sitting in the comfort of your home, you are still diving into that environment mentally. And virtual reality will take that to another level.
Does this mean you can be walking down the street? Okay, we've run out of time here. But does this mean we can be walking down the street, you know, with these glasses on? And or these lenses on, and you can be watching things that are happening around. Could you be watching like news? Could you be watching?
That was the idea about Google Glass and things like that.
And so you could also, though, you could have things like that that's, you know, giving you information as you're walking through.
Yes.
Now, what happens when somebody wears one of these to take his test?
there have been, well, the restaurants have banned people for wearing a Google Glass because it has a camera built into it, and there was a lot of privacy concerns.
Okay.
And the question, of course, the stuff gets smaller, lighter, and more easier to conceal.
Do you actually have a viewer mode concern. Just for Oculus Rift to be used with Second Life? It's known as DK2. Yeah. I have no idea what that means. Okay, Second Life. All right, hey, we're going to be back right after the news. Brian Daly should be calling in at about 5 after 8. We're going to talk to him about several different things. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Donald Trump says a reporter behind misdemeanor battery charges against his campaign manager should not have been grabbing him to begin with. Trump defending campaign manager Corey Lewandowski today on Fox News. U.S. companies added a solid 200,000 jobs in March, buoyed by strong gains in construction, retail, and shipping, among others. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Job growth is strong across almost every sector of the economy. The only exceptions are the same as has been the case now for over a year, very depressed energy sector, and manufacturing is soft.
The numbers were put out today by the payroll processor ADP. The Supreme Court yesterday directed both sides to file a new round of legal briefs setting up a possible compromise in the dispute over Obamacare's mandate for birth control coverage. Eric Rosbach is an attorney with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty.
It was an unusual move, but it was an encouraging one for us. We felt like it really demonstrates that the court's wrestling with the issues that we presented in our case.
And the court set a deadline for those new briefs of April 20th. Meantime, House Republicans are targeting Obamacare payments they claim are illegal.
GOP chairman of two committees have issued subpoenas for documents related to $1.3 billion in payments to make health care more affordable for low-income people. The claim is those payments are unconstitutional because they haven't been approved by Congress.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, the Alaska Volcano Observatory says minor amounts of volcanic ice from the Pavlov volcano are being reported on the ground. It's also forced airlines to cancel flights, stranding travelers like Sherry Kieber still trying to find her way back to Fairbanks.
We were on vacation in California, and we were flying from Portland to Anchorage. We didn't realize until we got off the plane that our flight was canceled.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 124 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, A Classroom Answer could cost Grace Wesley everything.
They're looking to destroy you.
I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
God's Not Dead 2. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
A popular fast food chain helps to raise money for a Texas police officer shot in the line of duty. More details from correspondent Val Dior.
Several Chick-fil-A restaurants around Fort Worth, Texas were selling Team Pierce t-shirts to help with the medical bills of Officer Matt Pierce, shot 7 times last week while chasing down a fugitive and his son. The fugitive shot dead, his 21-year-old son charged with attempted capital murder. The officer has suffered a couple of medical setbacks, and the cost of care is quickly rising. He does have a GoFundMe page set up. Each Chick-fil-A involved also donated a portion of food sales for the day to Matt Pierce's medical fund. Val Dior reporting.
Some dangerous weather brewing up for parts of the South. The National Storm Prediction Center says some 9 million people in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area and parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas are in an enhanced area of risk today, putting them in the bullseye for some possible tornadoes. Breaking news at townhall.com. Canadian Pacific sees an opening for merger talks in one of Norfolk Southern's most recent statements on the proposed railroad takeover.
The two railroads both filed documents with the Securities and Exchange Commission this week detailing the arguments they plan to send to Norfolk Southern shareholders. The shareholders can vote before Norfolk Southern's May 12th annual meeting about whether they want the two railroads to engage in merger talks. So far, Norfolk Southern has rejected three different offers worth roughly $30 billion.
That is Keith Peters reporting. Mourners set to pay their final respects today to ex-Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. A morning procession beginning from City Hall, ending with a funeral at St. James Cathedral in Toronto. Then the Ford family will be leaving for a private ceremony. Ford passed away last week at the ripe young age of 46 after being diagnosed with a rare form of cancer back in 2014. More on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is recording the last part of her album today, so she's going to be busy the rest of the day doing that. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here on March the 30th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, real quick, weather.
Plentiful sunshine, high of 76 today. It'll be moving up into the 80s as we head through the week. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Next chance of rain will be, and it's kind of an iffy one, will be next Friday night. Right now in Reading, it is 45 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better known business, 365-3793, gives discounts to seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, and on April the 7th, Linda's going to be there for Elements Lounge with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. It's a great night. Going to have a good time there, but you have to make reservations, 243-3377, if you want to get those good seats up front. Super menu. The whole evening is memorable, and it's a great evening. Okay, on the line, Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning, Assemblyman.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Well, I tell you what. You know what? We get to talk to you, you know, off and on during the month, but once officially. But every time that we leave Sacramento alone, they come up with something new that just gets everybody at the high hover. And that's the $15 wage that they're going to vote on, or maybe they've already voted on. Where is that?
It's going to committee today, I believe, and then maybe to the floor tomorrow is what I understand.
Is there any way I know you can't stop a juggernaut like this, but is there any way that you can bring maybe some common sense to it and say?
Well, let me just explain what.
Okay.
Excuse me. I heard in our caucus yesterday.
Okay.
So there's, excuse me, Carl. There's been some polling done that first of all, the labor unions, SEIU, and those folks were going to put it on the ballot and do a referendum and move it up to $15 an hour. And so the polling shows, apparently, now I don't know who's taking these polls, but this is what our caucus was told, that people are going to vote for it, and they want to move the minimum wage up to $15 an hour. So in light of that, apparently instead of putting it on the ballot, the legislature is going to take it up in a bill and do it on their own. So first of all, I want the listeners to know that, you know, I'm totally 100% opposed to moving the minimum wage up. We just moved it up in the last session from 8 to 10, and now they're talking about 50 cents in 2017, and then another 50 cents in 2018, and then a dollar a year every year till 2022, which will bring it to $15 an hour. Along with that, Carl, we also or not myself, but the legislature passed a paid time off, basically, that you accumulate sick leave so that employers have to pay up to 3 days a year for workers that, at time they can come and go as they please, basically up to 3 days. They can come in 2 hours late one day, and the next day they can be late, and that accumulates for time off. And I know this because, you know, Megan and I have employees, and we're having to deal with it. On top of that, this drives up your workers' comp. So they've also put into effect that when you pay workers' comp, for example, in our business, we pay 17 cents on around 17 cents for every dollar that we pay our employees. It used to be 34 cents on the dollar, but we found out that if we sold our cattle that we owned, we could drop it down because there was a high risk with owning cattle. So we did. We sold our cattle. So it compromised our business because we wanted to bring our workers' comp down. So compile all this together. You have workers' comp. You have payroll taxes. That's what the employer pays on behalf of the employee, which is your unemployment tax, your Social Security tax,
Medicare,
workers' comp tax. So you compile all that up, and for example, if you're paying somebody, you know, $15 an hour, it's going to cost you about $28, somewhere around there. These are rough. It depends on
your. Your numbers are close.
For what kind of work you're doing.
Yeah, your numbers are close.
But anyway, so that's a lot of money. And what happens in business is, you know, we have to make a profit. And take example, my business, you know, we raise seed, and they raise seed in Oregon and Nevada and Washington and Idaho that I have to compete with that don't have the same labor laws and, quite frankly, the environmental laws I have to deal with too. So that's going to drive business out of California. It's going to drive the cost of living up and then drive inflation up. For example, those who are going to be the most hard-hit folks are going to be those who are entry-level workers. You know, the minimum wage was designed as an entry-level position where you didn't have much experience, and you were, you know, you got a base amount, but you were learning on the job, and then hopefully you'd graduate with some experience and something to offer your employer that would get you a higher wage and get you above minimum wage. For example, in our business, you know, we have a gentleman that works for us that's a truck driver that we pay $25 an hour because, you know, it's a skilled position. And so, you know, in our business also, we hire part-time students and folks in the summertime on the farm, but we're going to be required to pay them whatever the minimum wage is and the benefits that go along with that. And so this year we probably won't be doing that and in future years, because the cost is too high. So those folks don't get the opportunity to prove themselves because they won't have a job and work their way up. And then the folks who are on, we call it the silver tsunami, the folks who are retiring or who are on Social Security, they have no ability to be able to raise their income. So they're at a set level, and we know that when we drive the minimum wage up, it drives the cost of commodities up. Food, services all go up. If you have no ability to raise your income to offset the cost that the provider has to charge to put those folks to work, then you get hurt. So, you know, we moved it up a couple years ago, and this is the thing that's really I find fascinating or crazy about the legislature is that, you know, if we're able to do this,
fascinating or crazy. I really like that. You know, we're going to use that as a soundbite. You know.
Well, I just don't. I can't get my mind around the thought process that, you know, we just did $2. We just raised it $2 an hour. You know, and I've had many debates with folks who, you know, are on receiving a check, and they say, "What, you know, they're ticked off at you know the big corporations." And who are quite silent right now on this, which is amazing to me. You know, so I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, or the last time we spoke, maybe a couple of times ago, about, you know, how big business is squeezing the little guys out, and this is one of those cases where we haven't heard, you know, big business come in and say, "Hey, we're opposed to this." I know Bruce Dean, you know, the founder
Bruce
of Black
Dean, yeah.
Diner. There was a quote from him in the Wall Street Journal about how it's going to impact, you know, the restaurant business is going to get hammered.
Bruce has been on our show several times, and I tell you what, he's got the figures to back it up, you know, that says you're going to destroy every mom and pop restaurant in California.
Well, and on top of that, they're having to deal with Obamacare. They're having to deal with, like I told you, the sick leave. It's just piling on, and it's just out of control. And, you know, where do we stop? But the problem we have in here in Sacramento is that, you know, the huge business hasn't stepped up to the plate, and the small guy's getting crushed all the time here, and you know, there's not a voice for them other than folks like myself. Out of our caucus, I think there's five of us, maybe four or five, I don't know exactly, but that have businesses and have payrolls. I mean, I know Kacho Asajian, who's from San Luis area, has five mini-mart gas stations, and you know, this is going to impact his business, and it's going to cost, you know, the drive up in cost also.
Well, so, let me, you know, can I ask this one question then?
Sure.
That, you know, it's because of the juggernaut that they've got down there. Oregon did the same thing, but Oregon broke it down into different sections of the state. Portland's at $15, but other places, they, you know, like, you know, when you get up here and you, well, you know, you represent us up here, you know, all tourists in these other places can't afford that. So what Oregon did was they made it different amounts for different areas. Is there any chance that California will look at that?
So I will definitely be advocating for that. But quite frankly, to be honest with you, the deal's been pretty much cut, from what I understand, with the governor's office and the labor unions. The problem that the thing that really frustrates me is, you know, there are estimates of the cost to put something on the ballot and put the referendum. You know, they're polling it at 70% of the people will vote for it, and that it would go through anyway. And then they say we should do it through the legislature so we can have some control over it. But at the end of the day, I mean, the small business folks are going to get crushed, and we won't see the effects of this until 2022. And you know, by then, I guess it'll give you time to, you know, relocate your business. And we already heard yesterday that, you know, Carl's Jr. is moving their corporate offices out of California. California company, I can't remember where they're moving, but they're moving to some other
state.
They are.
Well, Carl's Jr. also moved all of their restaurants out of San Francisco.
So
they make 2%. This is what Bruce Deanery is on the show. Bruce says they make 2-3% profit on the fast food, and that's it. And so when you raise prices like that, what it's going to do is, and I talked to the people that own the restaurants here, is they're going to start going to these kiosks where you go in, you order your food, you pay for it with a card or cash, and all those people that used to work there are gone because can't afford $15 an hour.
The farmers in California, you know, the reason that we have so many almonds going in and oranges coming out is because of our labor laws. So you can, you know, we have machines that can harvest the almonds where you have to pick the oranges. So that's why oranges are hard to come by in California, because the labor cost.
Yep.
And the folks that raise oranges are moving they're going to Mexico and other countries to raise their oranges because of the labor cost in California.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? This seems like a done deal, like you said, and it's going to ruin small businesses in California. I just, you know, I don't even know what else to say about it, frankly. You know, I mean, this is just—it's just ridiculous.
Well,
with everything you said,
I would propose that you know, the small business folks need to become more engaged in the political process. I know that they have their associations, but right now they're pretty silent. They've kind of rolled on this one, in my mind. Haven't seen much. I mean, I read the Sacramento Bee this morning. There was a couple of articles about, you know, the ag community, and you know, there was talk about the restaurant folks. But, you know, this is going to impact our – we just did the MCO reorganization on financing for developmentally disabled, and the money's all going to get taken up in wages, and we're not going to see more care for developmentally disabled. I mean, this is a huge, huge hit to our hospitals. Where, you know, the gardener's rate is going to go from $10 to $15 an hour, and that's a significant increase in payroll.
Well, you know, I was talking to a business owner here, and he's got 30 employees at that $10 an hour wage. He says that's raising it up. He says that adds $300,000 to his payroll, plus he's got a limited source of, you know, of where he can reach out to and get money from. And that's just the basic workers. When you start then, the other people that are already making $15 an hour now have to make $20 an hour.
Exactly.
I mean, this whole thing sounds to me like a union-bought, union-pushed fiasco that the Democrats and the governor's going along with.
It is. It's been
okay.
It's been rigged, and that's what we're faced with right now. I'm going to be voting against it. I'm going to be
stating all these facts that we've been talking to you about.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get what we call the moderate Dems to come alongside of us. But I think the numbers are pretty well in favor of this.
It's too bad you can't get Bruce Dean in there. I mean, here's a hard-nosed businessman that says, look, but he's also a very social liberal kind of guy. You know, he wants things to happen, but you know, he also understands business. It's too bad.
You know, all of us who employ people want our employees to stay with us.
Yes,
we want them to be able to raise their family.
Yes,
but you have to have a process where you can start them out at a lower wage and work them up to where their skill level and set is worth the wage you pay them, and then you know, there's a reward in that, and that's the problem here is that. You know, I can remember when we were in high school, we used to haul hay by hand, and we got paid by the bale to do it. There was no minimum wage, but we did piecework.
Yeah.
And that's how we learned to work. And, you know, I can remember my first job at Big Valley Lumber Company was $9 an hour. I thought I hit the lottery. I mean, but I was piling green lumber, you know, 10 hours a day, working my tail off, but... You know, there was a skill set that they needed, and I provided it for them. And it was way above the minimum wage then, but it was hard work. And, you know, I quickly learned that I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life and you know, move myself up the chain.
Well, and that's what they do. That's where you start at. Hey, we've got a caller in. Kay, good morning. Do you have a question for the Assemblyman Daly?
Hi, Carl.
Hello.
Brian. Do you know what actually spearheaded this whole thing?
It was
the oil thing in North Dakota, where they're making money. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it's like a gold rush in North Dakota, and McDonald's started paying $15 an hour to their people there. And I mean they're making money hand over fist, you know, as though there's no tomorrow. And you know, no place else is making that kind of money. And so then people heard about it, and that's what started this whole thing.
Well, I think, you know, Kay, that might have been part of it, but I think it's the unions. The unions are pushing it.
That's it. Yeah. Because they didn't think it was fair that McDonald's in North Dakota, in the oil field, is making $15 an hour.
Well, we have what we call supply and demand.
Thanks, Kay.
And when you can't compete, and you have competition, if you can't compete in your business because of state law, other states are going to ship their products in here. That's the thing that is you're going to see. You're going to see the businesses that have to stay here will absorb the cost, and they will pass it on to their customers. The ones who can't, who supply a product that is built somewhere else or can move to another country or another state, you'll see that happen. It'll take some time, but they will eventually move because of the not just the minimum wage. The minimum wage is part of the equation. The other part of it is what we've seen in, you know, the process to even build a home in California is higher than anywhere. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the mileage per mile tax. You know, it's more expensive. Our energy rates are 70% higher than other states. The cost of living in California, because of all of our regulation, because of legislation like this that's coming through, has driven the cost up in California where we can't compete with other states and other nations, and we won't. And eventually, somebody has to pay the bill, and that means that you have to have taxpayers paying the bill. And so I advocate that we, you know, let free enterprise work like it should. Yes, we need to have some balance in there, but this is over the top. And we've seen over the top type legislation for the past 15 years, and it's coming back to haunt us. And we're going to drive workers out of California and to other states and business, and eventually there's going to be no taxpayers. And then, the last go-around Prop 30 was an attack on the very wealthy in this state, and they paid the bill. But eventually they'll stop paying the bill and move out. We saw that happen in New York where most of those rich people moved to Florida because there was better tax breaks there. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Brian, we've only got a couple minutes left. And, of course, as you can imagine, the chat room's filled up with, hey, is it time for 51?
I tell you, Assemblyman Gallagher and I in caucus, he was – going off the rails, and he was so mad yesterday. I couldn't even get a hold of him last night. I was trying to chat with him, but yeah, you know, I know that's out there. I know that people are frustrated. I'm not sure if it's the right time yet, and that we don't have it lined up, but. You know, there's always opportunity for new ideas.
Okay. The last other thing, because we got one more caller on, is I just saw an article that the accounting is now, that they kind of brought in everything else, that the unfunded liabilities has risen 2,000%.
I've not seen that, Carl, but I would believe that.
Because before they were just adding in, you know, the judges and police. Now they're adding in the teachers' unions and the CalPERS, and the unfunded liabilities have leaked by tens of billions of dollars.
Yep. I would believe that. I've been talking about that since I was at the County Board of Supervisors.
Okay, one more caller here. Henry, good morning. Do you have a question for Assemblyman Daly?
Yeah, I do. Suppose I hire a 14-year-old kid to cut my front lawn. Do I have to pay him $15 an hour, or is that going to create an underground society?
You're right. I think
good question.
Yes, you absolutely would have to pay a wage, the minimum wage, and... you know, I don't know how it's going to break out for piecework, but I know if you do piecework, what I mean by piecework is hired by the job, you still have to meet the minimum wage standard.
Wow.
Because we were faced with that in our company. We were trying to look at ways to, contract out, but it still has to meet the...
So if I wanted to hire a couple guys there to do yard work, a couple of 15 or 16-year-olds, you're telling me I'm going to have to pay them $15 an hour.
And by 2022, what I believe will be the case,
wow.
Carl.
Hey, Henry, good question. That was a great question.
You're going to see a lot of cash stuff going on, and that also hurts the taxes that are getting paid into the system, so that you get less taxes.
Well, see, that's the other thing too. Is I spend a lot of time in Europe and go back and visit and this, and I go to Croatia and I talk about, hey, you guys have got socialized medicine. They laugh at me. They said, yeah, but it's because we're paying 70% of everything we make goes into taxes, except we don't claim that. We claim like about a third. So you've got a completely gray economy going there, where everything is being done in cash, or they're not declaring, which means they have to raise the taxes more, and that's what they're going to start forcing people into here. Just to get your lawn cut by the 15-year-old kid down the street,
right? Who needs that money to hopefully go to college and better himself?
Hey, you know, Brian. I frankly, there are some things that there's going on here that just I am dumbfounded by it, and this is one of them. But just the three other things you mentioned and the unfunded liabilities. How much longer is California going to last?
Yeah. So, Carl, that's the great question, and my kids are out for spring break. They're down here this week, and I got up this morning. I'm just talking to Megan, and I was just frustrated. And I said, when do the people not? I mean, my district's there. I mean, we hear the talk of getting out of the state. 51.
Yeah.
But when is the rest of the state going to wake up and say, okay, wait, enough is enough? But the problem is, you have so many people in the system that are not producers, and the producers are in the minority. And at what point, in my mind, you have to collapse. I don't know if you can continue to
yeah, I think you're right.
Forever. Somebody has to pay the bill.
I think
at that
you're
point,
right.
You see anarchy, I guess. I don't know, because people aren't there. And I say to Megan, do most couples have the same conversations we have every morning about the future for our children and for this state? I think not. I think they go out and they go, well, $15 an hour, great, I'm going to make more money. Now think about the details behind it. So I will tell you this. I appreciate you taking the time to have me on, Carl.
Well,
you guys can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm not giving up. I'm going to be down here fighting and trying to make some common sense to this place. And, again, I appreciate you having me on.
I just wish that they would take a look at maybe making it, taking a look at the areas and not one size fits all. That's the only thing.
I will be talking about that today.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, buddy. All right. Thanks a lot. Okay, Brian has to leave. He had another appointment at 8:30. So, I'm sorry. That Assemblyman Daly's gone now. But I tell you what, when you hear him talking today, that it's part carnival and it's part craziness or insanity. And he just looks at it. He says, "What is going on here?" And then when I say, "Is it time for 51?" You know what? Brian's saying it may take the state to collapse. and before people realize what's going to happen. We got to take a break. Terry, I'll get to you as soon as this break's over. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015. A veteran-owned business, great people over there at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is returning to the Cascade Theater in Reading April 1st. Robert Cray, the Pacific Northwest's own, the man who brought blues back to the pop charts decades ago, performs at the Cascade Theater on April Fool's Day at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss out on tickets to this amazing performer before the show is sold out. 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. Robert Cray, April 1st at the Cascade Theater.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour, or stop by 1740 Eureka Way, and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
The Reading chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With a very depressed Carl Bott and a very dejected Bad Bob Belongi.
Did you detect just a little desperation in the assemblyman's voice?
Holy Batman here, Robin.
And with all due respect, I don't think there's any quick fix. I don't think that 51 is a quick fix.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to get into this in a minute. But first, let me say that this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. And you know, and here's the thing about Cypress Square Barbershop. One, it's all three people. They're independent operators. They work together in that shop. They are good people. It's a veteran-owned business. It's Cypress Square Barbershop with discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. But it is, and you know what? Here's one of the things. They, because they're independent operators, they don't have to worry about hiring people. They don't have to worry about workers' comp. They, you know, they're independent. You know, each one of them is a contractor. If you just listen to the first half hour of this show, when we're going to put that out, is I'm going to hit it on Facebook and all that, listening to Assemblyman Brian Daly And his thought is that perhaps it's getting so bad it'll get this bad in the state of California that maybe it'll take a collapse, even more than it has, to actually bring the people's eyes, focus them back on making the state great again. Because right now, with this new $15 an hour pay raise they're going for, so everybody makes $15 an hour by the time 2022 hits around, with absolutely no idea of what this does to businesses, that it's going to have a tremendous impact on our society, as you can imagine. Including, as one of our listeners just called in and said, well, does that include doing the yard work? Mm-hmm. Now, there's also something else under the labor thing that we didn't even mention that impacts on people. It's, you have to do a two-hour minimum. You can't just do it for an hour. So he does an hour on his, cuts grass for an hour. Nope, you got to pay him for 2 hours. How about that there, sports fans? Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, Bob and I are going to go have breakfast, so the show is yours for the next 20 minutes, okay?
Well, that's fine, buddy. Why don't you go have a barbecue?
Well, we were just barbecuing.
Here's the thing. Brian Daly, you got to respect what he said today. We had a private conversation. Well, not private. We had a conversation on the phone, he and I. We've had several. We had this conversation you had with him a month ago, as did Mark Baird. And we, at that time, of course, this was kind of man talk. We used some language maybe you can't use on the radio, because we were also frustrated, the three of us, about the fact that California is collapsing. He's coming out and saying that now. Last week, CalPERS went ahead and they cashed in their contractual get-out-of-jail-free card, which means they already know, as Brian was trying to allude to, he just didn't lay down the heavy hammer that CalPERS is collapsing. So what happens with that is they're probably going to get about 3% if they're lucky on the dollar, and you and I are on the hook, Carl, our cities and our counties. That's why Gary Catt is beside himself.
That's right.
Okay, so the real deal is we have to start facing reality. Also, we found out, and Brian would attest to this too, is the feds are not going to bail us out. They tried to pull something about a month and a half ago. We couldn't really bring this to the surface. They tried to pull something a month and a half ago where CalPERS would be bailed out. The feds aren't going to do it. California is on the verge of collapse. That's why you're seeing all these fees go up. If you notice, gas now is $2.50 a gallon. And Bob, yeah, state of Jefferson isn't a quick fix, but I'll tell you what, it'll be in motion in about a year and a half. And the other thing about that is that you'll notice Brian isn't taking the posture anymore of, oh, that's just stupid, we don't want to do that. And most people aren't. But 31,000 people in your county, Bob, have signed a support statement supporting the state of Jefferson just as the only remedy to get representation, is the only remedy to get away from California, which does things to us every day.
I think there, Terry, that when we get into the point of representation, I don't care who your representative is, as long as there's just one of them, then you're going to constantly be overridden. And no matter how good Brian is, and Brian is good, Brian reaches out.
Agreed.
He does all of the right things, and he turns around and he sees this. And what was the word he used? Insanity? Down in Sacramento. It was fascination and insanity.
When we were on the phone.
What?
He used a couple of different words than that when we
were
on the
phone.
Yeah,
you know what? I know probably, but, you know, Brian is a...
He was frustrated.
You know, we all are, and this is the thing, is that people need to get involved. And you know why big business isn't getting involved with this $15 an hour thing? It's because it will drive smaller businesses out of this place.
Okay, well, is Carl Jr.'s big business? Is Toyota big business? California is 50 out of 50 in being unfriendly to all businesses, not just big business.
That's true, and they are moving out of here. But I'm talking about businesses like, a dealership or something like this that has 10 employees. That a store or something like that. That all of a sudden, then hey, I can't afford to pay these. I'm sorry, what? Or radio stations. That's right.
Well, and here's the thing, though. We can't see it. They really aren't. It goes against everybody. I don't care if you're a big corporation or you're a small business. California is unlivable, and they're doing this all on purpose. A lot of it has to do with Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, but without getting into that, Brian knows this stuff, and so does Gallagher. These guys know it, you know, and they know that this is something that we have to do. And again, Jefferson is a remedy. It's the remedy of what we need to have, because we don't have representation. Therefore, we have harm. We want something, we have harm, and the remedy would be more representation. We just choose to do that in the formation of a state, because we haven't got anything else going. And I've asked Brian, I said, hey, Brian, help us to help you help all of us. Just help us to help you help all of us. We've got thousands of people that will help. And he doesn't have an answer. He's so frustrated, it's unbelievable. And that's what I'm trying to say here. Yet we go on here, we pay no attention to this stuff. It's not going away. It's getting worse by the day. We need to do something, and Jefferson is the silver bullet. A sovereign state is a silver bullet, and we'll talk about that on the 5th.
State of Jefferson Town Hall. Yeah, you're going to be on the 5th, but the State of Jefferson Town Hall meeting is going to be this Saturday on Benton Drive at the Senior Center. Mark Baird's going to be speaking about it. And I think people, we need to bring this thing out to into a bigger audience in the sense of that representation would make all the difference in the world. They are not. That's not going to happen. There's a better chance for the state of Jefferson to come online than there is for us to get more representation.
It's the remedy. It's the only remedy we have. We've asked Brian and Nielsen and all these folks, what's the remedy? Doug LaMalfa himself last week came out and donated to the State of Jefferson Fund at a water meeting and said he was behind it. He was for it. Okay? Doug LaMalfa said that. Every single Montez who's running against him said it. Cheadle, who's running, he's for it. There's going to be some real surprises at this particular town hall we're going to have on Saturday. And I'm telling you that this is history changing. This is history making. We started this thing 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. For heaven's sakes, we got 21 counties. And people now in Central California are trying to form something. Because California is out of control. And yes, Brian's right, folks. You know, I mean, he sugarcoated it. California is crashing. If you're in CalPERS, get out.
Well, a lot of people don't have that option. Okay, Terry, this Saturday.
It's better to get that $100,000 than to have it all sink into nothing.
Hey, okay, this Saturday, Benton Drive at the Senior Center. Mark Baird's going to be there. They're going to talk about the State of Jefferson. Next Tuesday, Terry will be on, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on in the state. Now, the fact is that when I have my representatives tell me things that when I hear these things, which we all know to be true, this 2,000% increase, he hadn't even heard that, the 2,000% increase in unfunded liabilities that just came out in an article showing that how they count was not transparent. And when they changed the way they counted the unfunded liabilities, when they added in CalPERS and added in the teachers union, it went up tens of billions of dollars, 2,000% that we're on the hook for, that nobody's going to be able to pay. So,
you know, and here's the thing. It's going to be the story. You know what Jerry Brown says about this?
What?
And I'll quote him from November the 27th, 2015, San Jose Mercury.
That's right. That's
Jerry Brown said that CalPERS adopted an irresponsible plan that will only keep the system dependent on unrealistic investment returns. This approach will expose the fund to an unacceptable level of risk in the coming years. That is a liberal governor. And a couple of weeks ago, CalPERS issued this statement that their members do not have a retirement fund. I'll say it again, do not have a retirement fund. You have a soft guarantee of fiscal viability post-employment. Now, the guy who probably wrote that gibberish got a raise. And the other thing they said is that now there has been an inappropriate assumption, I quote, an inappropriate assumption of solvency.
Well, okay, I tell you what. These are things we're going to talk about that the State of Jefferson is going to address on Saturday, but you're going to be on next Tuesday. We've got
an
hour
to
talk about it.
Kudos to Brian for bringing it up.
Well, you know what, Brian?
I know he's had to keep a lot under his hat.
Well, Brian has reached a point. I mean, I've talked to Brian offline a lot, too. And I tell you what, the first few months he was there, it's like he'd been in like 150 firefights. But, and now he's looking at this and he's saying, why can't people understand this? Anyway, thanks a lot, Terry. We will see you next Tuesday, everybody, and we'll talk about Saturday at the Benton. What time does that thing start?
It starts. The doors open at 3. It starts at 4, and it will be amazing.
All right.
Mark Baird is amazing.
Yeah, he's a great speaker. Okay,
yes,
thanks a lot,
is.
Terry. Okay, hey, look, you know what? This is, you know, the time, you know, I realize what you said, Bob. And I realize what other people say.
Well,
frankly,
you're hearing the same thing in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, well, they're saying it, but they're saying it in other places. I mean, you've got people from all over the state are saying there's something wrong here. And when you get things like this, and Brian was it right, it's not just the amount of money that you get to raise in. You and I talked about it yesterday. For every dollar I pay you all, I'm paying taxes and I'm to the feds and to the state. I'm paying workers' comp. I'm paying. You know, Medicare. I'm paying all these things, but that's just part of doing business. I understand that. But it's based on salaries. And as you make more money, I pay more. So that means I have to charge more. Well, at a certain point, you can only charge so much. And you get into some of these other places, like, say it's a 501 that does great work. But they rely on donations and other things, fundraisers. And all of a sudden, their employees, and they've got 40, 50, 60 employees, all of a sudden, now they have to bring in another $700,000 a year or $400,000 a year just to be able to do the same services.
At a time when that donation pond is drying up.
It's going to be drying up
because they can't afford it.
There you go. And the other thing, too, is that it's, you know, worst case is, and you are a perfect example. You've told me about this for years, is look at what radio used to be. And except for the exception of KCNR 1460, what it is today, for the most case.
Mostly corporate run now.
It's not just the corporate run, because our sister station isn't just corporate run. They've got a live show on in the morning, but that's it. There are no more live shows. Why? Because you have to have producers and board operators, and you have to have people working this stuff. Otherwise, it's all syndicated that you get from large corporations.
It's 4 minutes after the hour in your town.
In your town. That's right. And you might get, this is KCNR. Oh, hey, this is Mark Levin. Listen to KCNR, 1460. Guess what? That's syndicated. You know, we have him on. We have these people on. What we do that's different, and I'm not just talking about us, but there's others like us. We have the people on as much as possible with their shows. Yeah, they pay. They don't, you know, you don't get rich in this thing, but look, remember what you told me 30 years ago and where it is now?
Yeah, well, the first station I worked for in this town had, I think, 18 employees. It was a single, it was KSXO, K6O, and we did album. We played vinyl, by God. I did the overnight show, and I think my very first gig there paid me $600 a month.
Well, yeah, that was a lot of money. I mean, because, you know, he's talking about making $9 an hour. My first job when I was 12 was driving a team of mules for 25 cents an hour, and I thought, hey, that's cool. Because I was just, you know, no, I was
You're
not.
You're a mill skinner.
I was not building, I wasn't building a railroad in the 1870s, okay? All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, and I mean our friends, Joe and Shelley. It's a better-known business. They do so much for so many people there. Espresso Joe's, of course, all types of coffees. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. But I want to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow they're having a cigar event from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the store, featuring My Father Cigars, the number one rated cigar of 2015. They're going to have people there. They're going to be talking about it. They're going to be using, giving little classes, those kind of things, on cigars, and we'd be prizes and raffles and all types of great things there. All of this at Tobacco and Brew tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm going to be there. Maybe Bob will be there. We have all our friends there. And we'll sit in there and just have a nice time. Tobacco and Brew. Better known. Veteran discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back.
Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday
Monday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbuff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Exile. Brought to you by Diamond Dust. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is returning to the Cascade Theater in Redding April 1st. Robert Cray, the Pacific Northwest Zone, the man who brought blues back to the pop charts decades ago, performs at the Cascade Theater on April Fool's Day at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss out on tickets to this amazing performer before the show is sold out. 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. Robert Cray, April 1st at the Cascade Theater.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
One way or the other, what a great piece of bump music. One way or the other, they're going to get us. We're going to come and get you. The people down in Sacramento, the lawmakers, the insane asylum in Sacramento, one way or the other, they're going to get you.
Hell, what are they thinking about?
At the same time, they're taking your money away. They're going to take your guns away, too, so that, hey, when we come down to confiscate your property, you're not even going to be able to have guns to take it, you know, to protect yourself. I mean, this is incredible what they're doing.
California.
But speaking of guns, Busty on the Arms brings us this segment. 2539 Larkspur. You know what? Somebody that started his own business 7 years ago and has been a huge success. Busty on the Arms. Like I said, on Larkspur, 2539 Larkspur. Whether it's a short, whether it's a long gun or pistol, whatever you want. Ammo, any type of shooting accessory, including reloading stuff, or classes in concealed carry and hunter safety, he has it all. Busty on the Arms. Give him a chance to match or beat the big box stores' prices. He can do it. And with gunsmithing that you'll never get at big box stores, you're ahead of the game. Busty on the Arms. 222-8222 is his phone number, and they give real veterans discounts at Busty on the Arms. Let's go to the phones. Morton.
Yes, sir. Barely hear you, but I have a quick answer.
Wait a minute. Let's turn you up a little bit.
Monetary problems, and that's just print your own money.
I like it.
Do it.
We'll have it. We'll have currency of Carl. That was it. He hung up. Okay, print your own money. We can do that.
Well, we've got
Carl currency.
Bitcoin. We have virtual currencies that are making the
rounds. I'm going to start printing my own money.
Carl coins.
Carl coins. You know, little photos. You know, have a picture of Linda on it. You know, they don't want mine.
Well, you don't even have to actually print it anymore. It's just digits.
Hey, tomorrow we're having Tom Key on. Tommy Key, who is the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, will be on with us tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Plus, we've got several others. Of course, Trish Clark will join me, and I can't wait to get Trish started. Hey, Trish, what do you think about this raising this minimum wage, you know, up to $15 an hour? You know, the funny thing is, if it wasn't funny, but now I'm starting to hear our representatives going, well, you know, State of Jefferson is not such a far-out idea anymore.
Unfortunately, in order to effect the sort of shift, I think we are going to have a crash landing, and that's going to be ugly.
It's exactly it, buddy. It's going to have to, it is. If things are going to fail. Like right now, I understand we spend like 73 or 74. It's time to get Gary Cad back in here. 73 or 74 cents on the dollar for paying for salaries and health care and all these other things, you know, out of each dollar that the city mm-hmm. makes. Well, you add on these some more of these failing CalPERS and teachers unions and all that, you add that on that, and all of a sudden it becomes like maybe 78 cents out of every dollar. Think about that. 5 more cents out of every dollar goes to that. That's 5 cents out of your general fund.
Yeah.
I mean, of every dollar. So, I mean, that adds up quick. So what do? You have to raise taxes. Well, you raise taxes along with the state raising taxes and making you do all these other things. It will be a crash. It will be a crash.
It will get very, very ugly.
Well,
aren't we just a cheerful ray of sunshine? Wow. You know, one is reminded,
okay.
of course.
The cut wrist radio. There we go. Okay. No, let's go on. Other things that are going on. We've already talked about Hillary and her problems. You know, Bernie Sanders, who just kicked butt in Washington, Alaska, and I think it was Hawaii. As he says, you know, the people, when you get away from the South that vote for Hillary, it's people are different. And so he won all these caucuses. Now, Bernie Sanders.
Free stuff!
Free! Everything's free! I don't understand this. Does anybody understand the concept of what free is? Free means it's free.
Socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
It's free. Well, but somebody's got to pay salaries and pay for infrastructure and all that. That's not free.
Well, just take it from the rich people.
Oh, let's talk about taking it from rich people. I think they said they could take 90% of the income of all these, you know, these one percenters. It would run the government for, like, what, a day?
Yeah.
Something like that. No. You know, should they pay more? You know, that's, you know, frankly, that's up to them. That's up to the tax laws and all these things. But you can't pay for all these things off the backs of the middle class or the business owners. Where does it say 50% of this country doesn't pay taxes? 50% of this country doesn't pay taxes. They don't have any skin in the game.
Yeah.
They work, but they don't. I mean, I pay a lot of taxes. You pay a lot of taxes.
Taxing the rich out of existence, which I have heard proposed, that has another name. It's called eating the seed corn.
Yeah, there you go. You know, the thing about the big business, too, is big business didn't find it because big business sees, I'm talking about, I've gone back to the $15 thing, pay, is because, and let me just use as an example, and, you know, even though, and this is without their permission, but let's look at Mighty Fine Foods. This is a family-run business that they work hard. They do it. They make a nice living. They've got 20 people working for them, maybe 25 at this point. When they get hit with that, they've got to raise their prices out where they are to be able to pay for not just the $15 an hour entry people, but then you have to bump up all the way. So then you have to bump up the prices, and they cannot spread it across 20 stores. 50 stores, 100 stores. They've got it all on themselves. So in 2022, they're looking at, can they continue to exist? So let's just say that they can't. I'm just saying, what if they can't in 2022? So 25, 30 people lose jobs. And big stores, the big corporations just take it over. Maybe they'll put a store there. Who knows? Maybe not. But the point is that it's going to force people like that in other businesses you see here in town, a boutique that has somebody working in during the summer, $15 an hour, plus all the taxes that go along with it. Okay, what's the my computer's giving up here. What's the chat room saying right now?
Well, Extra makes a good point. Rome had the same problem, and look what happened. Look how that all worked out.
Well, yeah, but if you look at these books that says any great nation, any great empire, only lasts 200 years.
Yeah. Well, of course, in Rome, they tried bread and circuses to keep the masses distracted. We have the Kardashians. We have The Bachelor. People are more freaked out about what happens on The Bachelor or Survivor or some stupid, reality program that they're not paying attention to real reality.
Okay, get this, though.
I rant.
Who they want to get rid of, you know, what if they want to get rid of, this is how they'll do it. Is that the small businesses, you want to get back into bread and circuses, it'll end up, the small business owners with shields and swords out in the arena battling each other while all the people around getting their $15 an hour, not realizing as the gladiators are killed off that $15 an hour, there's nothing propping that up.
Yeah. It's so.
Okay.
Boy, this has been an uplifting show.
Okay. All right. Now, you know what? We need to, yeah, okay. Well, you think it's good now. Wait till Trish comes in tomorrow.
Hey, Trish.
All right. Other things going on. It's
you
too
have
late.
To laugh.
It's too late. It's we only got a minute left anyway. Okay, everybody. I hope don't run out screaming down your street. But it probably would be a good idea is not to write to Brian Daly, but to write to some Democrats there, Leon and all these other, DeLeon and all these others, and say, look, this is going to have a huge impact on our state. If nothing else, go by region on the raising of the minimum wage.
I want to finish with this thought, Carl. We live in a country that has been knocked on its, excuse my French, ass, and gotten up and said, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won the war. We've done this. We do these things. We can do this. I would hate to think it would take, though, us falling on our butt again to have to do this. Okay, everybody.
Sing it, Johnny.
Don't back down, anybody. Get out. Get into the fight. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
Casey and R. Shasta ready.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. You've heard it said it's always too soon to quit. Well, at least in one case, quitting is not necessarily a bad thing.
We've seen a pickup in the number of people quitting jobs, and that's a good sign, obviously, because people don't quit jobs unless they feel pretty good that they can find another one. So that is indicative of a very healthy job market.
Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi reacting to a decidedly upbeat employment report from ADP. The payroll processor says employers have added 200,000 jobs this month. Blame it on the reporter. Donald Trump says a journalist behind misdemeanor battery charges against his campaign manager should have kept her hands off.
She grabbed me by the arm. She grabbed me by the arm twice. I pushed her off. You could see that very clearly.
Trump speaking on NBC's Today Show. A laptop found near the hideout of the suspects of last week's bombings in Brussels.